This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for June 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Pilots for Spirit Airlines are nearing the end of a 30-day cooling-off period, counting down to a possible strike, and Teamsters Local 1224 crew members say they'll honor the pilots' picket lines. EADS is using a Diamond Aircraft DA-42 new generation, powered by two Austro AE-300 engines, for daily flight demonstrations of 100% LG biofuel operation. EADS is at the ILA Berlin show presenting a diesel-electric hybrid helicopter concept it says could reduce fuel consumption and emissions by up to 50% over turbine helos. The FAA has completed a review of 30 manufacturers, extensions, and distributors of lightsport aircraft and found that voluntary compliance with ASTM standards and self-certification has a few bugs. Middle River Aircraft System says it's adding 200 new jobs in the state of Maryland, bringing the company's employment at its Middle River facility in Baltimore to more than 1,000 over the next year. EADS has invited 10,000 students between the ages of 12 and 14 from all over Europe to visit the various EADS facilities in order to encourage them to pursue careers in the field. A video program called NASA Launchpad took home an Emmy in the informational instructional category for the episode Bernoulli's Principle at the 52nd Capital Regional Emmy Awards on June 5th. And NASA is inviting us to send electronic images of our faces into orbit aboard one of the final remaining space shuttle missions. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Doug Barker, the president of the Utah Rotorcraft Association, about this weekend's Rotors Over the Rockies event going on at the Brigham City Airport in northern Utah, where I'm actually sitting right now with a microphone in the front seat of my pickup truck. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.